You're listening to Ars Protect. This week on the programme, I speak to Conall O'Quinn about the EU Citizens Panel on Energy Efficiency, which he was randomly selected to take part in. If you want to get a comment on the programme, you can do it on our text and WhatsApp line at 086 3833 553, phone reception on 091 770 077, and email arsprotect@goibfm.ie. If you want more information on this initiative by IBI and Commissioner Mann, go on to arsprotect.ie, where you can take the ecological footprint calculator. All this and a whole lot more coming up on Ars Protect. Welcome to Ars Protect. I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Conall O'Quinn. Conall is a Galway man living in Mayo. And Conall, you were randomly selected for this EU initiative. I suppose you're giving a bit of feedback to the EU on in terms of going more energy efficient. Talk to me about what happened, first of all.
Well, I actually had just bought an electric car about 3 days beforehand, and my telephone rang and somebody says they were from the EU and that they were inviting me possibly to be a member of the European Citizens Panel on Energy Efficiency. Would I be interested? Well, the first thing that came into my mind was, don't give them your bank details. but I said, let's see where this goes. And sure enough, it sounded genuine. They would be sending me a questionnaire tomorrow, and they'd be in touch with me after that. And of course, the questionnaire came, and information about what it was. I could look it up. I saw it was genuine. And 2 days later, an airline ticket for the first weekend in Brussels in about a week's time. So I found myself going to Brussels, arriving in the airport in Dublin, not knowing who else was going to be on it. I found out later there were three others. They were on the same plane as myself, but I didn't know who they were. And it took us about a day to find one another in the 150 people that had assembled from 27 different countries.
Wow. And just talk us through some of the things that were laid out in front of you by the EU Citizens Panel.
Well, we weren't chosen because we knew anything about energy efficiency, except the assumption that all of us are using energy and we are using it efficiently or not. Or we want to use it more efficiently, or we're not interested in efficiency at all. That didn't matter. It didn't matter whether we knew anything about science or not. But what they wanted to know was how are we experiencing the rollout of the spending of 3,000 billion euro in order to make Europe more energy efficient. What are the obstacles and what helps us? So they gave us a little bit of background on what the European Union is doing, what their projects are, how it's organised, a little bit of technical detail, and then they got us talking to one another.
Okay. I know that you and the other 149 European citizens, you adopted 13 recommendations of the European Commission on Energy Efficiency during the final session in the panel, which took place on the weekend of the 12th to 14th of April in Brussels. Talk us through some of them in layman's terms.
Well, how did they come about? After the first day, we were broken into groups, 10 groups we were, 12 groups we were broken into of about 12 people. It gives you 144. And we were asked to consider our experience of living this energy efficiency movement and what were the obstacles and what helped us, and to come up with the areas that we thought that should be treated then and deepened. So, but they had already divided us into smaller groups and given us a general topic. So the first two, one and two, were on transport. And so we focused in on trains, whereas our rail transport, whereas the first group focused in on urban transport. Mm-hmm. Others focused in on education. Others focused in on integration of networks, So there were many different subjects, and some of them are overlapping if we went through the whole 12. Why are there 13? Because one group had the audacity to offer two proposals, and they accepted that.
Brilliant. And what does this mean going forward? Are the EU actually going to put this into practice?
Well, the EU is like America. You have the states and you have the federal government. In Europe, you have the nations and you have the European Union. Mm. The nations are independent to some degree, and the European Union has some jurisdiction over all these countries. So they're very careful not to say the European Union decides this. It usually has to go through the parliament. But they have an overview of what's happening in Europe. And one of the problems with energy efficiency is that Europe is not integrated. For example, in the rails, if you go from France to Spain, the railway gauge is different. So the train has to stop at the border in France and another train has to start in Spain. How can we integrate that network, but also we'll say the distribution of electricity? Everything seems to be going to electricity as the common denominator. That will run trains, that will run cars, that will heat buildings, etc., etc. So integration was a very big question. Another question was justice. Rich people can buy electric cars new. I bought one secondhand because I couldn't afford a new one. But poor people can't. Rich people can renovate their house and get an A grading. Poor people can't. How are these grants working? Is it possible to access them as a poor person? What does it look like as a rich person? So there was that question running right through, and you'll find it in some of the different proposals that must be looked after, because unless you get the wider population buying into this, it's not going to work.
Mm. It sounds very much like a random selection public consultation on a very small scale, albeit. But I suppose from your point of view, as someone from a scientific background, you could bring your own insight to it.
Well, I'm interested in energy. I know that if you put on a coat, it keeps you warm. But if you put on a coat on a hot day, it keeps you too warm. So there's a very simple way of expressing it. The difference between, we'll say, a Mediterranean country, they'll have to keep themselves cool in summer. We have to keep ourselves warm in winter. We need insulation, our coat for the house. They need air conditioning, maybe, or else how to get a wind to come through their house to keep their temperature cool. It's very, in a way, thermodynamics is the fancy word of it. It's very simple. But there's a political dimension as well. Mm. The whole question of Russian oil and gas, that's another motivation for us to become independent in terms of energy and to generate our own energy through sun and wind and other forms of energy.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that the input gathered from both the panel and the citizens' engagement platform will now feed into a commission recommendation on the energy efficiency first principle to be considered by the College of Commissioners and ultimately be addressed to the member states later this year. So this could have far-reaching implications.
Well, it already has. We talk an awful lot about it. I think it affects everybody. I've asked, one of the things they asked me to do was to interview people around me. What did they think about energy efficiency? Did it impact their life? Most people, yes, they had been thinking about it. Most people were having difficulties with it, and some people had no interest in it at all. But it is a major issue, as we see when the price of fuel has gone up, price of electricity has gone up. Suddenly, this is a major factor in our life.
Mm. Now, I know a lot of this was documented as well, and you were chosen to be one of two people who were shadowed during the sessions for a documentary. When will that be coming out?
Well, I think in June the EU will bring out a documentary on this process that they've had with energy efficiency and the European citizens. I happened to answer a call for anybody who wants to give an interview. Are we willing to give an interview at the end of the hall on your way out on the first session? And as I did it, or when I did it, they came to me afterwards. I said, do you mind if we shadow you for the three sessions, the one, the two in Brussels and the one at home? So I had to make a journal of the session and give my reaction to what we were talking about and make little snippets on WhatsApp, what I was doing at home, and interview a few people. And all that would be gathered together, and I suppose some of it would be used. There was another young lady who was chosen as well. She was early 20s. I'm just 70. And so they got the full range. Another interesting thing was that when the 13 proposals were being handed, they were being handed to the vice president of the European Commission, and his name is Marcos I have it written here, Sefcovic.
Yep.
And they got the youngest person, who was 16, because some countries they can vote at 16, and the oldest person in the hall, who happened to be 78. So the two of them went up and gave it to this man, wow, who, by the way, was very much involved with the Brexit negotiations.
Mm. If people want to get more information on this whole area of energy efficiency and the work that Europe are doing, where's the best place of getting that?
Well, with respect to this panel, just put in Citizens Panel on Energy, European Citizens Panel on Energy Efficiency, and you'll get something there. And you'll get background material. Mm-hmm. European Citizens Panel on Energy Efficiency.
Conal O'Quinn from Athenry, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for joining us on Ars to Protect.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here.
That is all from this week's edition of Ars to Protect. Join us next Thursday at 11:30 for more environmental programming.
Ars to Protect, brought to you by Galway Bay FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee. Check out arstoprotect.ie for more info.